弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be to all the brothers and sisters.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考，在神的日子，能够担得起的唯一希望。
I would like to study with you all tonight, in the name of our Lord Jesus, the only hope on the day of the Lord.
我们在这几天，这过去这三天的读经进度，在读小先知书里的约珥书。
The past three days, our schedule is to read the minor prophets and the book Joel.
那这约珥书是只有三章一个很小的书卷。
Joel only has three chapters and it's a very short book.
那如果是按照小先知书的历史时间顺序来说，这一卷书应该是放在最前面最早发生的事。
And if we were to put the minor prophets books in chronological order, this book should be the very first book because it took place the earliest.
因为这卷书按照圣经学者的查考，很有可能在公元前第九世纪的时候被先知约珥写出来的。
It was because the scholars studied the book and they were pretty sure that this book was written in the 9th century. B.C.
那约珥书我们在新约圣经里面呢，很重要的被引出来，就在使徒行传第二章圣灵降临的时候，彼得他引用约珥书的信息。
And so the background or the message in the book of Joel was prominent in the New Testament in Acts chapter 2 when the Holy Spirit descended and Peter used the message from this book.
那因为主所应许的圣灵在五旬节的时候降下来。
And because the promised Holy Spirit was descended on the earth during Pentecost.
那这一个信息这个预言就是约珥在几百年前就预言出来的一个信息。
And this message was actually prophesied by the prophet Joel so many years ago.
所以有人说约珥先知就是五旬节的先知。
And so some people also call prophet Joel the Pentecostal prophet.
因为他所预言的神的灵降临在他的仆人跟使女他的子民身上，就在五旬节的时候发生了。
Because what he prophesied regarding the promised Holy Spirit being sent upon the daughters and the men and the sons of God, and that was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost.
那所以对约珥书，我们一定要了解他所在预言的信息。
And so regarding the book of Joel, it is very important for us to understand the message that it was prophesying.
那整个约珥书三章它其实有一个中心的主题，就是在讲主神的日子。
And there is a central message in the short three chapters of the book of Joel, which was the day of the Lord.
那约珥本身这个名字就是主神是神，意思就是这样。
And the name Joel, it just means the Lord is God.
所以这个主神就是神，这个名字已经在说明他本身是一个很敬畏神的人。
So this message, the Lord is God, this name, it shows that he himself is a very devout person.
他应该在一个敬畏神的家庭长大的。
He probably grew up in a family that feared God.
那从这书上里面所记载的有关于献祭的事情，以及在耶路撒冷各节期的记录来看，他有可能是祭司的一份子。
And from the messages in the book written regarding the different festivals of Jerusalem and different sacrifices, it's possible that he himself came from a family of priests.
因为从旧约圣经其他的地方，我们没有办法再详细查考他的生平、他的背景。
Because we have no other places in the Old Testament to study Prophet Joel's background in detail.
但是这卷书是用诗歌题材写成的。
But we know that this particular book was written in the form of poetry.
好，所以约珥先知很有可能是一位诗人。
And so it's very possible that Joel himself was a poet.
他有可能是祭司。
And he was also probably a priest.
他应该是生长在耶路撒冷城的人。
And he grew up in Jerusalem.
他应该就是被神选召，特别在耶路撒冷城传讲信息的先知。
And he was called by God to proclaim messages in the city of Jerusalem.
那这约珥书它主要分成两个部分。
The book of Joel was divided in two sections.
它从第一节到第二章的第十七节。
So starting from chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 2 verse 17.
这一大段基本上都是先知的声音。先知向当时的百姓宣告的。
And so, this whole message in the section was the voice of the prophet proclaiming to the people at the time.
他对在当时国中里面各种不同的人宣告，要他们注意听。
And so, his message was proclaimed to all different types of people in the country at the time.
那他的信息里面特别引用说神说了什么。
And in his message, he specifically mentioned the phrase, the Lord God says.
那基本上就在直接宣告有一个灾难，大的灾难会来到。
And basically, he was proclaiming that there would be a great disaster coming.
那这个大灾难是空前的，就是在之前不曾发生过的。
And this particular disaster would be nothing like what happened before.
那这是从神来的刑罚审判。
And this disaster came from the Lord, being a punishment.
那是因为百姓他们背离了神的道，他们没有遵从神的吩咐。
And the reason was because the people of God, did not, obey the laws of God.
所以现在神要施行奇事。
And so now that the Lord God will perform something amazing.
那他直接这样宣告，就是一个灾难来到的时候，特别又提出神给百姓当时的劝告。
And at the same time, when he proclaimed about the disaster, he also proclaimed the message of the warning that God is giving to the people.
所以他都是从这一段从第一节到一直到第二章十七节都是他的这个警告他要百姓注意听他所讲的话语。
And so starting from chapter 1 verse 1 all the way to chapter 2 verse 17, in this whole section, he included messages regarding or calling attention of the people to ask them to pay attention to his message.
好，比如说第一章的第二节。
For example, chapter 2 verse 1.
老年人啊，当听我的话，国中的居民啊，都要侧耳而听。第一章第二节。
Oh, I'm sorry, it's chapter 1 verse 2.It says, "Hear this, you elders, and give ear, all you inhabitants of the land."
好，那所以他现在提出，你们这些老人家过去经历过有一些神的作为的，现在要注意听先知他的话语。
And so he calls attention to the elders of the ones that had seen the wondrous work of the Lord in the past.
你们过去有这种事情发生吗？没有的。
Has anything like this happened in your days?
但是这一件事情即将发生了。
But then there is something that will happen.
第三节特别说，你们要把这件事传给子，子传给孙，孙传给后代。
And in verse 3, it specifically tells them to tell their children about it, their children's children.
所以有一件事情，有件大事要发生了。
And so there is something very big that is about to happen.
第一章第五节说，酒醉的人要清醒哭泣，好酒的人都要为甜酒哀嚎，因为从你们口中都断绝了，就是酒没有了。
Chapter 1, verse 5, Awake, you drunkards, and weep, and wail, all you drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it has been cut off from your mouth. There's not going to be any more wine.
好，所以表示会有一个灾难临到。
And so this represents that there is going to be a disaster that is about to happen.
第六节开始就在讲，这有一对的民呢，在原文是说一对的国民，又强盛又无数。会来侵犯我的地。
Starting from verse 6, it says, For a nation has come up against my land.
那这个就是这个灾难是从一个很强大的军队来的。
And so this disaster came from a very strong army of a particular nation.
再看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
中文说，我的民啊，你当哀嚎，向处女束腰麻布，为幼年的丈夫哀嚎。
In verse 8 it says, lament like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth.
所以这个就是将要悲哀哭泣，有一个日子来，是好像失掉依靠那么悲惨一样，大声哭泣的。
And so it's saying that there is a day that is about to come that requires them to lament just like how they have lost reliance.
看第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
农夫啊，你们要惭愧，修理葡萄园的啊，你们要哀嚎，因为大麦小麦以田间的庄稼都灭绝了。
Be ashamed, you farmers, wail, your vine dressers, for the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field has perished.
那表示有饥荒来到。
So this represents that a famine is about to come.
过去他们所拥有的一些美好的生活即将都要停止了。
And all the beautiful days that they had in the past, all this would stop.
众人的喜乐就要消灭了。
And the joy of the people were about to be extinguished.
看第十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
祭司啊，你们当腰束麻布痛哭；侍奉祭坛的啊，你们要哀嚎；侍奉我神的啊，你们要来披上麻布过夜，因为束祭和奠祭从你们神的殿中断绝了。
Gird yourself and lament, you priests. Wail, you who minister before the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, you who minister to my God, for the grain offering and the drink offering are withheld from the house of your God.
从这几节圣经，我们看到先是一连串的向七种不同的人宣告，你们要注意听。
And so from these seven verses, we saw this proclamation that the prophet had called attention to these seven different type of people.
有一个大灾难。有一个悲惨的日子来到了。
And there is going to be a great disaster coming on a day.
那时候地里没有出产，那时候在神的殿里面没有在一些敬拜的事情了。
And on that day, there will no longer be harvest from the field, and there will no longer be worship and sacrifices in the temple of God.
先知他提醒百姓要注意听神的号角。
And the prophet called attention to the people to hear the trumpet of the Lord.
二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
你们要在锡安吹角，在我圣山吹出大声，国中的居民都要发赞，因为主的日子将到，已经临近。
Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, it is at hand.
第二节说，那日是黑暗、幽冥、密云、乌黑的日子，好像晨光铺满山林。有一对蝗虫，又大又强，从来没有这样的，以后直到万代也必没有了。
Verse 2 says, A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. A people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been.Nor will there ever be any such after them, even for many successive generations.
这里讲到这个主神的日子将到了。
So here it talks about for the day of the Lord is coming.
那个日子是黑暗幽冥的日子，空前绝后的。
And that day is a day of darkness and gloominess, and it's a day that will.Ever be such a, it has never been and then will never be after.
有一个国民会来到。
It says that a people will come.
很强很大。
And they are very great and strong.
那在我们中文的圣经里面特别多给大家描述，因为我们中文把它翻成蝗虫，但是原文是民哈。
So the Chinese translation of the Bible actually translated the people being.Locusts.
那其实因为就是借着当时候在约珥先知的时代，可能真的时候国家正遭遇蝗灾，很大的蝗灾，对百姓造成很大的伤害。
It was possible that at the time of the prophet Joel, the nation itself was suffering from locusts.
因为蝗虫一来基本上那个所有青绿的作物全部都没有了。
Because basically, when locusts, when a large group of locusts comes upon the land, then they will eat up all the harvest or food.
所以如果蝗灾一来，就是饥荒来到。
And then so whenever there is a group of locusts coming upon the land, it means famine.
那这个时候，这个先知用百姓当时候他们都可以体验的啊这种灾难的情景来预告有一个主的日子会来。
And so the prophet at the time used something that everyone could understand to prophesize that there is a day of the Lord that will come.
那这个灾难来到的时候，会有一个很大的改变。
And when this disaster comes, there will be a great change.
第三节特别说，二章三节说，这个灾难没有到以前，他说地如伊甸园，但是过去的以后就成了荒凉的旷野，没有一样能够躲避他们的。
In chapter 2, verse 3, it specifically says that when before this disaster comes, the land is like the land of Eden, but after it comes, it becomes a desolate wilderness.
他说这个是非常恐怖的。
And this is something very dreadful.
看第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
神在他军礼前发声，他的队伍甚大，成就他命的是强盛者，因为主的日子大而可畏，谁能当得起呢？
The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it?
显然，这个极大的又强又大的国呢，是受神的差派而来的。
And so this verse tells us that this very strong and big nation is coming on the word of the Lord.
是神在前面发声啊，在发号施令的。
The Lord is the one that gives voice before this army.
好，那这个就是神在他的日子里面，他要带给众人。 很惊讶的一件事情。
And this is something that during the day of the Lord, God is to show the people this amazing thing.
那这个就是第一段里面先知的声音宣告。
And so in this first section, this is the message or the proclamation of the prophet.
那第二段呢？ 从第二章的第十八节开始。
So the second section, starting from chapter 2, verse 18.
就是神的声音。
This section is the voice of God.
从第十八节，二章的十八节以后，我们看到神都用第一人称在述说他的信息，神直接讲话。
Starting from chapter 2, verse 18 onwards, we could see that the message, God uses the first person voice. It is God directly speaking.
所以这两个大段的中心的那一的转折，就是第十八节那里说的，主为自己的地发热心，连续他的百姓。
And so between these two sections, the turning point is chapter 2, verse 18, where it says, Then the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people.
神他带领一个大国来刑罚他的百姓。
God himself is bringing a huge nation to punish his people.
那个日子称为主神的日子。
And that day is called the day of the Lord.
是大而可畏的。
And that day is great and very terrible.
应该是没有人能够担得起的大日。
And no one can endure that day.
但是现在第十八节说，神他要为他自己的地发热心，他要怜悯他所拣选的百姓。
But then in verse 18, this verse tells us that the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people.
第十九节，接下去就是神说的话。
So starting from verse 9, God himself speaks.
神应许他的百姓说，我必赐给你们五谷新酒和油，使你们饱足，我也不再使你们受列国的羞辱。
The Lord will answer and say to his people, Behold, I will send you grain and new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied by them. I will no longer make you a reproach among the nations.
接下来就是神，他充满恩典的应许。
And continuing onwards, it's a promise filled with grace from God.
神的声音带来的就是安慰，就是一种鼓励。
So the voice of the Lord brings about comfort and encouragement.
他让他的百姓看到希望。
And he makes his people see hope.
所以第二章的第二十一节说，地土啊，不要惧怕，要欢喜快乐，因为神行了大事。
And that's why in chapter 2, verse 21, it says, "Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things."
23节，锡安的民啊，你们要快乐，为主你们神欢喜，因为他给你们合宜的秋雨，为你们降下甘霖，就是秋雨、春雨和先前一样。
Verse 23, "Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month."
看过去，看27节。
Let's read verse 27.
你们必知道我是在以色列中间的，又知道我是主你们的神，在我以外并无别神，我的百姓必永远不是羞愧。
Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame.
那这个就是神当时候啊，他作为的重点。
And so this is the key message of the message that God is delivering to the people.
他这个审判啊，这些灾难其实是要让他的选民知道，主神在他们中间。
All this great disaster and this judgment is to let his people know that he is in the midst of them.
神是唯一的神。
And he is the only God.
他说，在我以外并无别神了。
He says, I am the Lord your God, there is no other.
那这个是先知书里面主题一致的宣告，神是独一的。
And so this message is uniformed across all the prophets. It's to proclaim that God is the only God.
神的作为都要证明他与他的百姓同在。
And all his works is to prove that he is with his people.
只有神这位真神才是真实可靠的。
And only this God, this true God, is one that we should all rely on.
只要愿意能够听神的话，顺服神的，他说必永不羞愧。
And all those who are willing to listen to the voice of God and to obey him, they will never be put to shame.
神他要让他被掳的百姓再归回。
The Lord God will bring his people back from captivity.
他要重新建立并且复兴他的选民的国度。
And he will rebuild and prosper his people and their nation.
不但要让他们再复兴，神说我要把我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
And not only did God say that he will again prosper his nation, his people, he says he will pour out his spirit on them.
他说到那日凡求告主名的就必得救。
He says that on that day, those who call on the name of God will be saved.
这个第三十二节，第二章三十二节。
Verse 32 in chapter 2.
特别强调说到那时候凡求告主名的就必得救，因为照主所说的，在锡安山、耶路撒冷必有逃脱的人，在剩下的人中必有神所召的。
Verse 32 says, "It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said among the remnant whom the Lord calls."
那这个就是最后神他提出的一个希望。
And so this is a final hope that God has brought about.
到这个大而可畏的日子来到以前，他说若能够求告主名的才有可能得救了，才必然得救。
Before this great and terrible day of the coming of the Lord, only those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
所以要能够在这个大而可畏的日子能够站得住的，唯有会懂得求告神的人才有可能。
And so only those people who understand to call on the name of the Lord will be saved on the day of this great and terrible day of the Lord.
那要怎么样才叫做求告神的名的人？
And so who are the ones that calls on the name of the Lord, or what does it mean to call on the name of the Lord?
因为三十二节这里特别提到这个所剩下的民。
Because verse 32 specifically says about the remnant.
也就是说，在这个灾难的来到的时候，有很多人都灭亡了。
So this tells us that when this great disaster comes, a lot of people perish.
但是神所召的，他说在耶路撒冷有逃脱的人，这些就是被神所保守下来的。
But then here it says that there are a remnant in Jerusalem. So it means that these people are the one kept by the Lord.
在剩下的民当中一定有神所召的。
And so in among the remnant, there are the ones that God called.
这些都是神所要保留的余民，要最后要来建立他的国度的。
And these are the ones that God has kept. These are the remnant that God want to use to build his nation.
神要用这些剩下的再重新复兴他的国度。
And God wanted to use these remnant to rebuild his kingdom.
要建立他荣耀的国。
And to build his glorious nation.
要再重新建设他的属灵的殿。
And to again rebuild his spiritual temple.
他的属灵的殿要有泉源流出来，来滋润所有他的百姓。
This spiritual temple will have a fountain that flows out of it to comfort all the people of God.
那众民全地都要因着神的这个泉源得到滋润，而能变得生机蓬勃。
And all the land and all the people of God will be prosperous because of this nurturing fountain.
他预言在这个大而可畏的日子之前，要神的圣灵要大大的降临。
And so Joel prophesies that before this great and terrible day of the Lord, the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of God will descend.
这是神亲自说的。
And this is what God himself has said.
二章二十八节说。
Chapter 2 verse 28 says.
他说以后我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。你们的儿女要说预言，你们的老年人要见异，做异梦，少年人要见异象。
Verse 28 says, It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions.
这是神的国度建立的时候，神的灵要与他的百姓同在的一个预言。
And this is a prophecy regarding the establishment of God's kingdom that the Spirit of God will be with his people.
那这个预言在五旬节的时候应验了。
And this prophecy was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost.
我们看使徒行传第二章。
If we turn to the book of Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
从第十四节开始。
Starting from verse 14.
就是彼得和十一个使徒，他们站起来高声为他们领受圣灵这件事情做一个说明。
So starting from verse 14, it's Peter with the 11. They stood up and explained the fact that they have received the Holy Spirit.
他们所领受的第十六节说，正是约珥先知所说的。
And in verse 16, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. They explained that they have received what's spoken by Joel.
第十七节就是约珥书二章二十八节的的引出来的，完全一样的。
And verse 17 is an exact quotation from the book of Joel, chapter 2.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
那可是第十八节，二章二十八节。
And if we read Acts 2, chapter 18.
他说在那些日子我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言。十九节。
Verse 19.
在天上我要显出奇事，在地下我要显出神迹，有血，有火，有烟雾。日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血，这都在主大而明显的日子未到以前。
Starting from verse 18 all the way to verse 20.
那这个就是在约珥书第二章的第二十九节。
And so this is in the book of Joel chapter 2 verse 29.
到三十一节。
From 29 to 31.
那这个就是神主神的日子，他说大而可畏。还没有来以前会有这个现象，他说日头变黑，月亮变为血，这是一个很恐怖大灾难的日子。
And so this is a sign before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord, which is that the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. And this is a very terrible day.
当时候五旬节啊，主的门徒领受圣灵的时候，这个现象并没有发生啊。啊，这个日头变黑，月亮啊变为血这样的一个恐怖的景象并没有发生啊。
On the day of Pentecost, when the apostles received the Spirit of God, it did not happen. The sign did not happen. The sign of the sun turning into darkness and the moon into blood.
但是那个神的灵，他说浇灌凡有血气的，这是事实，这已经发生的。
But then, when it said, the Spirit of God will be poured out on all flesh, this had happened.
所以在那些日子，这是复述的这些日子，很显然的在说明。神他救恩的计划。
And so where it says, those days, it's a plural days. So it's very obvious that it's talking about the salvation plan of God.
就是说，这个日子是有阶段的。
It's to explain to us that days, it has a progression.
在末后的日子，主耶稣基督升天之后。他得到了这个权柄，把圣灵降下来了。
During the last days, after Jesus had ascended into heaven, and authority had been given into his hand.
那所以他所讲的那个应许的圣灵就降临给当时的门徒领受了。
And so what he had spoken about, the promised Holy Spirit, was given to the apostles.
但是在那些日子，这个另外的一些日子。就是神还要再一次的把他的灵浇灌他的仆人跟使女。
But again, it shall come to pass in the last days. There are other days that God will also pour out His Spirit on His maid servants.
就在预言末后这个时代，真教会的每一个的信徒要领受神圣灵再次的浇灌。
And so this is to prophesy that in the last days, the Spirit of God will be given to the believers of the true church.
那这个就是在耶尔书主耶稣神那时候只说的，他要把合一的秋雨，就是秋雨春雨啊，降给像甘霖一样降给他的百姓。
And this was also recorded in the book of Joel, where it talked about how God would give the former and the latter rain to His people.
那这个说明这个圣灵的大浇灌有两个阶段。
And so it explained to us that the pouring down of the Holy Spirit had two stages.
那这个就是在主他说神大而可畏的日子未到以前，这个单数的这个日子就是指的这个末日。
And when it says all this will happen before the great and terrible day of the Lord, and that day, which is a singular form, is to refer to the end day.
那这个大而可畏的日子，在启示录里面，他是这样写的。
And regarding this great and terrible day of the Lord, this is what's recorded in the book of Revelation.
看启示录第六章。
If we turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 6,
第六章，请看第十五节。
Revelation chapter 6, verse 15.
第十五六章十五节说、啊、地上的君王、臣宰、将军、夫妇、壮士和一切为奴自主的，都藏在山洞和岩石穴里，向山和岩石说：“倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避做宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒，因为他愤怒的大日到了，谁能站得住呢？”
Starting from verse 15 all the way to 17.
就看到这是揭开第六印以后这个大灾难的时候。
And so this is what happened after the sixth seal had been opened.
这个日子是神发愤怒的日子的。
And this is a great and terrible day. It's the day that God pours out his breath.
当时候住在地上的人每一个人都不敢去看到这个日子，看到这个做宝座的来到。
And on that day, everyone living in this earth will be afraid and not want to see this day of the coming of the throne.
这是一个审判的大日。
And this is a great day of judgment.
那在这个审判的大日，能够站得住的是谁呢？
And who are the ones that can stand on this great day of judgment?
就是那个愿意求告主名的人。
And it is the one that is willing to call on the name of the Lord.
那借着神所应许的圣灵的浇灌，能够成为住在天上的人，才能站得住。
And it is through the promised Holy Spirit who's being poured out on the people who are standing in heaven.
如果我们到那个大日来到的时候，还是住在地上的人，那我们就没有希望了。
If we are still ones that are living on this earth by the time this day has come, then we have no hope.
因为在启示录里面，他提到有两种人，一种是住在天上的，一种是住在地上的。
Because in the book of Revelation, it mentioned about two type of people. One group lives in heaven, and the other in the earth.
那六章那里所记载这七种人都是住在地上的人。
And according to chapter 6, all these people are the ones that's living in the earth.
那时候看到这个神的审判大日来到，众人都恐惧，没有人能够面对，没有人站得住。
And those people, when they're living on the earth, by the time they see this great and terrible day of the Lord coming, none of them could stand.
那所以神的这个日子再来的时候，其实对得救的是欢喜快乐的，但是对不能得救的就是灾难。
And so, when the day of the Lord comes, to those who are saved, it is a day of joy. But to those who are not saved, it is a day of disaster.
在这个大而可畏的日子还没有到以前，其实神他应许说要把他的圣灵浇灌凡有血气的。
But before this great and terrible day of the Lord comes, God has promised that he will pour out his spirit on all flesh.
那表示神的这个灵的浇灌一定是起非常关键性的功用。
And so it tells us that the pouring down of the Spirit of God has a very essential function.
这个神的灵的浇灌要让人真的能够求告神的名。
Through the pouring down of the Spirit of God, it enables people to truly be able to call on the name of the Lord.
让人真的可以认识神他是唯一的真神。
And so that people will truly know that the Lord is the only God.
他是慈爱又怜悯的神。
And he is a God full of mercy and love.
他其实是要人都悔改能够归向他的。
And he wants all people to repent and come back to him.
他要的就是人能够有这个悔改的心，愿意真正的顺服他。
And all he wants is a heart of true repentance to submit to him completely.
圣经里面一再的宣告了很多神的吩咐、神的审判、神的信息。
The Bible has many places that proclaims the laws or the messages from the God.
我们读圣经就看到，神他借着圣经给我们很多的知识。
God through the Bible had given us a lot of knowledge.
他让我们听到很多他的话语。
He enabled us to hear a lot of his words.
他也提醒我们要警醒。
And he reminds us that we need to be watchful.
但是光是有知识，光是听见的，光是能够警醒，这都还不够的。
But it is not enough to just be able to hear his word and be alert and watchful and to understand.
我们是要真正愿意顺服神，愿意来求告神的人，才是真的可以得救的。
It is those who truly obey God and to call on the name of the Lord. Those are the ones that will be saved.
那是神的灵，他浇灌，要让我们可以求告他。他的功用在哪里？他为什么会有这个功效
？And so, why is it that the Spirit of God pouring down on us enables us to call on His name? Why does it do that?
我们现在看回来约珥书第二章。
Let's turn back to the book of Joel, chapter 2.
在这个大而可畏的日子来临以前，
Before the great and terrible day of the Lord.
为了要准备神的选民能够担得起。
In order to prepare for the people of God to be able to endure.
神给选民的第一个指示就是第十二节说的。
The first instruction that God gives to his people is in verse 12.
十二节主神说，虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。
Verse 12, Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning.
这句话就是要禁食、哭泣、悲哀、归向神，这是 神说的。
And so to fast, to weep, and to turn to the Lord, it is a direction given by God.
第十三节就是先知他的 劝勉。
Verse 13, it is an encouragement or a word from the prophet.
因为第一段从第一节到第二章十七节是先知的声音。
Because from chapter 1 verse 1 all the way to chapter 2 verse 17, this section is the voice of the prophet.
先知这样说，十三节，你们要撕裂心肠，不要撕裂衣服，归向主你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾。
Verse 13, so rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm.
这里提到说要人要愿意能够悔改，就是要有一个对罪这个觉得跟神说对不起这个心，然后归向神。
And so this verse, it tells us that in order for man to repent, requires a heart of sorrow, to be sorrowful of their sins and to turn back to God.
第十三节特别强调，这个当时候的应该有在神面前应该有态度跟他的做法。
And in verse 13, it specifically tells us the attitude that we need to have and how we should go about doing this.
说要撕裂心肠，不是只是撕裂衣服。
Verse 13, it tells us that we need to rend our heart and not our garment.
也就是说，当人在禁食的时候，当人在悲哀哭泣的时候，一般就是会披麻蒙灰嘛。
It is to tell us that normally when we are in mourning, at the time people put on sackcloth.
但是这个外表动作并不是最关键的。
But This outward action is not the key action.
真正的关键在于要撕裂心肠。
What is more important is that they need to rend their heart.
也就是说，对自己的所做的错误会忧伤痛悔，会祈求神帮助，会很愿意改变归向神的。
This is to explain that they would be very sorrowful towards the things that they have done wrong and be willing to turn back to God.
因为这样的一个举动会感动神的心。
Because such action would touch the heart of God.
这位神是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒的。
And this God is gracious and merciful and slow to anger.
神是看人的心来回应人，来怜悯人。
God looks at the hearts of people and he responds back to our hearts and to have mercy on us.
所以我们读以赛亚书的时候，在以赛亚书五十七章，他这样写。
And that's why when we read the book of Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 57, it tells us.
五十七章的第十五节。
Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15.
因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说：我住在至高至圣的所在，也以心灵痛悔谦卑人同居，要使谦卑人灵苏醒，使痛悔人的心苏醒。
For thus says the high and all lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
所以今天神他劝勉我们，他说他特别的先知特别提醒我们，他说我们要真的悔改，能够再一次的跟神和好。
And so God tells us and the prophet also encourages that we need to truly repent and to build our relationship with God.
神他愿意怜悯我们，他会后悔转意，然后留下余福重新接纳，让我们再得存活。
Because God will God is a very merciful God, and He will turn and let us live.
那这样的一个会想要痛悔归向神的心，要成为领受神圣灵浇灌的一个准备一个心地来接受圣灵的感动。
And so, such a heart of repentance and sorrow is a preparation of the heart to receive this pouring down of the Spirit of God.
那这个神的灵就要改变，让我们真的有力量，能够求告主的名。
And this Spirit of God will truly enable us to have the strength to call on the name of the Lord.
让我们可以不断地借着神的话语来检查我们的 生活、心思意念，让我们合乎神的标准。
And so through the Spirit of God, we can constantly examine ourselves with His Word and to check to see if our lives are in accordance with the standard of God.
那这个圣灵呢？他说要从哪里来呢？要在哪里领受呢？
And where does the Spirit of God come from? Where do we receive it?
这个神的国度是神的所造的人所组成出来，所复兴起来的。
The kingdom of God or this nation of God is built up by those who are called by the Lord.
就是是从神重新把那个分散的重新召集回来的。
It's built up by the people that are scattered whom God called.
那从以西结书我们看到那个信息指的就是属灵的神的这国度教会要重新被建立。
And so from the book of Ezekiel, we see that the kingdom of God refers to the church, which will be reestablished.
这个圣灵要从神的殿里面发出来。
And this Spirit of God, this Holy Spirit, will come from the temple of God.
我们看耶和书三章的第十八节。
If we turn to Joel chapter 3, verse 18.
三章十八节，到那日，大山要滴甜酒，小山要流奶汁。犹大西河都有水流，必有泉源从神的殿中流出来，滋润神庭谷。
Verse 18, it will come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drip with new wine, the hills shall flow with milk, and all the brooks of Judah shall be flooded with water. A fountain shall flow from the house of the Lord and water the valley of Achishas.
这里说有泉源从神的殿里面流出来。
This verse says that there is a fountain that will flow from the house of the Lord.
这个泉源就是生命的活水。
And so this fountain is the water of life.
这个河水，这个活水能够滋润所有的心田。
And this fountain, this river of life, will be able to nourish all the hearts of the people.
那这个生命的活水要带给我们力量。
And this water of life will bring us strength.
主耶稣基督要成为我们真正的力量。
The Lord Jesus Christ will truly become our strength.
我们看二章的十六节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 16.
二章十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 16.
神必从锡安火叫，从耶路撒冷发声，天地都就震动，神却要做他百姓的避难所，做以色列人的保障。三章十六节，对不起，三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.Where it says, The Lord will also roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and earth will shake, but the Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of the children of Israel.
你看神要成为他百姓的力量是怎么来的？
How does the Lord become the strength of his people?
就是要借着这个圣灵，这个泉源的浇灌，让百姓领受这个生命活水，他们才得力量的。
It is through this pouring down of his spirit so that the people will receive this water of life and that is how his people will receive this strength.
这个就是主耶稣基督他所应许的这个圣灵。
And that is the promised Holy Spirit given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个圣灵就是从神的教会这个神的殿里面发出来的。
And this Holy Spirit comes from the house of the Lord.
那耶尔书这里的预言跟以西结书四十七章以西结所看到的意象是一样的。
And this prophecy here by Joel is the same as the vision that prophet Ezekiel saw.
我们今天要在大而可畏的日子能够站立得住，我们一定要求告主的名，要借着圣灵这个生命的活水，让我们的生命丰富起来。
And in order to be able to stand on the great and terrible day of the Lord, we need to be able to call on the name of the Lord through this receiving of this water of life to have strength in our life so that we can prosper.
让我们得到力量。
So that we will have strength.
让我们可以站立得住。
And that we will be able to stand.
那这个生命的 河水，这个神的圣灵要怎么样来充满我们呢？
And this water of life, this Holy Spirit, how does it fill us?
因为这个泉源是从神的殿里面流出来的。
Because this fountain comes from the house of God.
但除非我们真的用神的尺寸去量，去真的是跟神同行，或者我们的圣灵，我们可能感受不到它的功用。
unless we truly use the measurement given by God to measure his temple, we will not be able to fill or be able to utilize this function of the Holy Spirit.
我们看一下以西结书47章。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel chapter 47.
从第一节到第五节。
Ezekiel 47 starting from verse 1 to 5.
这是先知他看到这个从神的殿的门槛底下，他说 有水流出来。
So the prophet, he saw a vision, there is water flowing from the temple.
这个其实神带着以西结先知就跟他沿着这个河量，沿着这个河，这个水就量一千轴，量一千轴，这样一段都是一千轴，这样子一直量往下量下去的。
And so God had brought the prophet to continue to measure this water, and every
用神的这个，用他手上的准绳就开始去量啊。
Every with the line that's in the prophet's hand, or in God's hand, he measured 1,000 cubits every time, 1,000 cubits.
那你看他一开始量一千轴的时候，这个水只是到怀子骨而已啊。
And so the first time that they measured 1,000 cubits, the water is only up to the ankles.
然后再量一千轴的时候，它的水就到了膝盖。
And again, when he measured 1,000 cubits, the water has come up to the knees.
再量一千轴的时候，水到了腰了。
And then another 1,000 cubit, the water has reached up to the waist.
第五节说，又量一千轴之后，水就变成河了，已经没有办法再趟过去的河了。
And in verse 5, it says that when he measured 1,000 cubit more, the water has become a river that he can no longer cross.
这个水都从一个源头出来而已啊，都没有其他的支流把水汇进来，它的水为什么越来越多呢？
And so this water, there is only one source of the water coming from the temple. There is no other sources of water coming to fill this water.
所以这个一开始，这个小小的水会最后变成一条没有办法跨越的河，水是涨起的河，它的主要 的原因就是因为他用这个准绳不断的往下去量它。
And so the only reason that this water has come up to be a river, is by the fact that he uses this line in his hand to continue to measure it.
用神手上的这个准绳去量这个距离而已。
It is done by using the line in the hand of God and to measure exactly how God wants it to measure.
先知就跟神同行。
And the prophet walked with God.
用这个准绳去量。每一个量都是在反省我们自己，都是这个，就是这个在先知书里面这个丈量的目的。
And the prophet walked with God to follow him to measure, and every time he measures, it is a process of examination, and that is the message of measuring in the book of the prophet.
这个就是神的尺寸，用神的尺寸来量我们的生活，来量我们真跟神怎么样同行。
And this is to use the standard of God to measure our lives, to see how we have walked with God.
越量那个水就越多。
And the more that we measure, or the more that he measured, the more the water become.
然后到最后就成了一条河了，生命的河水了。
And in the end, it became a river. It's a river of life.
那这个河水到最后，他说第六节。
In verse 6,
人子啊，你看到什么？
He said to me, Son of man, have you seen this?
他带我到河边来。
Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river.
第七节上说，我就看到河边这边跟那边，它就有很多的极多的树木了。
Verse 7, it says, When I returned there along the bank of the river, were very many trees on one side and the other.
这些树都是结果子的。
And all these trees bear fruit.
这个树它的叶子都可以医病的。
And all these trees, their leaves heal.
这整个树都充满生命的。
And so this whole, the whole tree itself is full of life.
这些树其实所代表就是每一个神的选民。
And all these trees represent every single one of the chosen people of God.
借着圣灵的浇灌。
And through the pouring down of the Holy Spirit.
借着愿意顺服神的旨意，能够按照神的尺寸来过日子。
And through this willingness of heart to submit to God's standard to live their lives.
那神的灵在我们身上就要成为一条水势涨起没有办法跨越的河流。
Then the Spirit of God in our lives will become like a river where we cannot cross.
要医治我们的心灵，让我们这个枯干的、没有生命的、没有活力的生命再重新活泼起来，滋生各种生命，水族充满旺盛生命力。
It will nourish our hearts so that our hearts will become this prosperous, fertile land from a desolate wilderness.
当我们你看我们这样的生命在神大而可畏的日子，当然可以承受得住了。
And if we have such a prosperous, nourished life, of course we would be able to stand on this great and terrible day of the Lord.
这个就是约珥书里面他所提出来的啊，这个神大而可畏的日子。
And that is the message that is brought to us in the book of Joel, this great and coming day of the Lord.
我们要怎么样站得住
？And how we can stand?
我们要真的听神的声音。
We need to truly listen to the voice of God.
抓住神的应许。
And we need to hold on to the promise of God.
知道现在是什么时候。
And we need to know what time it is.
我们真的愿意顺服神。
And that we are willing to submit to God.
照神的吩咐，完全的照神的吩咐去做，去过我们的生活，用神的尺寸来量我们的生活。
And that we are willing to completely live our lives in accordance to the directions of God and to use His measurement to measure our lives.
借着圣灵的浇灌
and through the pouring down of the Holy Spirit,
让我们真的能够领受神这个生命河水的滋润
we will truly be able to receive this nourishment of this river of life in our lives.
我们可以不断的结果子
and that we will be able to continue to bear fruit.
最后真的都可以荣耀神
and in the end be able to glorify God.
我们最后看以西结书47章的第12节
Let's lastly turn to the book of Ezekiel chapter 47.
这在讲我们每一个在神面前活着的人
Ezekiel chapter 47,
第12节
verse 12.
在河这边与河那边的岸上必生长各样的树木，其果可作食物，叶子不枯干，果子不断绝，每月必结新果子。因为这水是从圣所流出来的，树上的果子必作食物，叶子乃为治病。
Along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month, because their water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for medicine.
愿主耶稣基督的圣灵帮助我们，让我们不但能够站立得住，而且还能够不断的结果子，来荣耀主的名。
May the Holy Spirit of our Lord Jesus continue to be with us so that not only will we continue to stand, but that we will continue to bear fruit heal people.
我们的这个叶子能够治病，就是我们真的能够活出主耶稣基督的生命，能够不断的去传福音，能够领人真的来领受这个末世唯一的方舟，进入这个方舟。来领受生命。
And the leaves being medicine means that we will truly be able to live out a life of Christ and to preach the gospel to bring people into this ark of the last days so that they will be saved.
愿主耶稣带领祝福我们。
May the Lord Jesus Christ continue to guide us and bless us.
我们再一起来唱诗307首。
Let's sing hymn 307.
Now I'm coming home. The path of sin too long I trod. Lord, I'm coming.